Ruth and I worship in a church in Jerusalem, which was established, I think, in 1840, the first Protestant church in the Middle East. It is the product of the efforts and the giving and the praying of British Zionists. And its purpose was to have a place of witness ready for the Jewish people when they returned. So they knew from the scriptures the Jewish people were coming back, and they had the foresight to say, we need to have a witness. And this particular church is not built like an ordinary church. Most ordinary churches would offend Jewish people the moment you walk in. But this church, although it's truly Christian, is designed in such a way that a Jewish person can feel at home there. And after the church was first established, the first bishop was a former rabbi. And there was a revival amongst the Jewish people. And then Satan got in, and they became more interested in the Arabs than the Jews. God bless the Arabs. Every Arab has a soul that needs to be saved. But the Jews are the key to history.
Yes.
So, I suggest that we British, I'm so glad I can say we, I don't have to say you, because you might object if I did. But we British really need to think about our relationship with God. I think that it would be appropriate we close this meeting tonight by confessing our sins to Almighty God, that we have stood in the way of His purposes.
Yes.
We have belittled, maligned His people.
Yes.
We have been very unethical in our whole conduct with regard to the land of Israel. Now, I don't feel I'm the person to make this confession. I would ask that the leadership of Barnabas come up, join me on the platform. And I would ask all you people, who are truly British, believe in the Lord, to make this a significant moment, because it can really help to change the destiny of Israel, of Britain. No, because he's Jewish. I think you should do it. So I want to ask you to be prompted by the Lord and to make an honest confession on behalf of the British people,
yes,
of the way we have sinned against God and sinned against the Jewish people,
yes,
and sinned against the state of Israel, and tell Him we're sorry.
Mm.
And will He forgive us?
Yes, amen.
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 Sorry. So that's two Jews on the platform now.
Naaman, I think it would be good to stand together, please, in the presence of the Lord. I do believe, before we begin to pray, that there are people here in this room, this isn't about appeals or people coming forward or putting up their hands or anything. That's not part of it. But there are people here in this room who have absorbed into their hearts that which is called replacement theology. That which says that we are the Israel of God and that Israel has no place. And I believe that until you put that right, until you're prepared to admit the truth of God's word as we've heard it tonight, there's actually no point you're praying, because you're deluded. I believe it's a strong delusion from Satan. And I would just ask those people, we're just going to pause for a moment. I'm not going to ask you to pray aloud. I'm not going to pray, but I'm going to ask you to confess that sin before the Lord and ask God for repentance. Well, you repent, but ask God to take that from you, that you might be able to pray and act and understand aright the things of God. Father God, we, your people, have trampled upon Israel as we've trampled upon your word. Lord, we as a nation, we as British people, have ignored the truth of your word for the sake of our own gain, for the pride of our heart, for the vain imagination of the mind. Lord, we have been careless at the suffering of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
We have joined hands with those who would seek their destruction. We have been silent when we should have spoken out. Father God, we have acted unjustly. We have acted in self-righteousness. We have neglected mercy and grace. And Father, we stand as a nation, Lord, as it were on a knife edge of your judgment. Father, as representatives of your people in this nation, we want to confess that we, your church, have neglected your people, have neglected your promises, that, Lord, we've been more concerned with the building up of our own empires than in the return of the Jewish people to the nation and in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in power and in glory. And Father, Lord, we ask tonight your forgiveness.
Yes, Lord, yes.
We repent of that which is dishonoring to your purposes. We ask, Father God, that you would gird our hearts. Lord, that you would gird our hearts to stand with your people.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would gird our hearts, that we would be free of the snare of men, that we would speak concerning your people in this nation. Lord, that you would give us boldness. That, Lord, that in our churches we would raise up a prayer for your chosen people. Lord, that we would hear your heart and we would be obedient to that which you call each person in this room to do in that process. Father God, that you might be exalted. Lord, that you might be raised up. In the name of Jesus, we ask.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.